Good morning. It's Monday, the 29th of June, the very last Monday of the month. The point in the summer where the year feels like it has quietly tipped over into its second half. I sat down to the reading this morning expecting new models and fresh benchmarks, and instead found myself thinking about supply chains, borders, and battlefields. It's that kind of day. Let me take you through four of them. First up, a story about what happens when you wall off the frontier. Anthropic's Mythos and Fable 5 are still held back by United States export restrictions, and Asian labs are now moving to capture the market those restrictions left open. In Japan, Sakana AI unveiled a model called Fugu, named for the blowfish, which the company says stands shoulder to shoulder with leading models like Anthropic's Fable 5 and Mythos Preview. What's interesting is the shape of it. Fugu is built agent-first. Rather than being one enormous model, it's designed to orchestrate access to other models through their interfaces, coordinating work across many systems. Sakana was co-founded by David Ha and Lion Jones, both Google alumni, and Jones a co-author of the original Transformer paper, alongside Ren Ito, a former Mercari and Stability AI executive. The lab specializes in affordable models that work well on small datasets and are tuned for Japanese language and culture, and the research behind Fugu was presented at a major machine learning conference this spring. The pitch is exposure reduction. Plainly stated, Sakana is targeting Japanese businesses and government agencies that want frontier-level capability without the risk of tightening export controls, cutting them off. The company was careful not to call this a permanent shift away from American models. It framed the moment as a window, not a realignment. Meanwhile, a Chinese vendor introduced a model called Tulong Feng, positioned to go head-to-head with Mythos on cybersecurity, along with two security tools. One built to automatically discover software vulnerabilities, and a second, Yitianjun, built to automate cyber defense and incident response. Here's why it matters. The very capability used to justify restricting Mythos, offensive cyber, is exactly where these new entrants are planting their flags. And if buyers across Asia standardize on models that carry no American export risk, the commercial cost of the restrictions lands squarely on the leading United States labs that can't serve those customers. Moving on to the second story, which is the day's strongest piece of research, the Quen team at Alibaba released a post-training pipeline that takes the recipe, known as reinforcement learning from human feedback, the one used to align language models, and ports it onto a diffusion image model, then distills the result. The base is Quen Image version 2.0, and the goal is to improve both visual quality and instruction following. The reward signal is the heart of the work. Instead of a single scalar score, the team builds task-specific composite reward models by fine-tuning vision language models with point-wise scoring and chain-of-thought reasoning. For text-to-image generation, those reward models judge alignment, aesthetics, and portrait fidelity. For image editing, they judge instruction following accuracy and face identity preservation. On top of that, they run a scalable framework based on group relative policy optimization. A few engineering choices keep it stable, a hybrid classifier-free guidance strategy to preserve the model's pre-trained knowledge, prompt curation that filters on the reward range within each group so the batch carries useful signal, and per-category calibration of the reward weights so no single dimension dominates. But the final stage is the clever one. On-policy distillation merges the two specialists, one for generation and one for editing, into a single student model by matching velocity at the trajectory level, so you don't have to serve every teacher at inference time. The numbers are concrete and modest in the way reinforcement learning post-training usually is. An overall score of 57.84 on their own benchmark, up 2.61 over the base model. An ELO rating of 1193 in a text-to-image arena, up 78. And 1349 in an image editing arena, up 93. The broader signal is what struck me. The whole alignment toolkit built for text. Learned multidimensional reward models, that same policy optimization, distilling specialists down into one generalist, transfers cleanly to image generation, and a major non-American lab is publishing the entire recipe, not just dropping the weights. Third up, the most physical story of the morning, and maybe the most consequential. Micron, the memory maker out of Boise, Idaho, closed Friday with a market value near $1.27 trillion, right in the neighborhood of Meta at $1.39 trillion, and Tesla at $1.42 trillion. Its stock has climbed more than 236% in the past month alone, closing at $1,132 a share after spending years below $100 before the middle of 2025. The driver is the data center build-out, which has created an acute shortage of memory chips of every kind. System memory, flash storage, and especially high bandwidth memory, because a single server for these systems needs orders of magnitude more memory than a laptop, and the demand is self-reinforcing. NVIDIA and the big cloud builders, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Meta, and Oracle, are buying memory in volume, which forces everyone else who needs it, from personal computer makers like Dell and HP to every other device maker, to hoard their own supply. That scramble showed up directly in Micron's results. Third quarter revenue quadrupled year over year to $41.45 billion. Profit jumped from $1.88 billion to $28.2 billion, and the company guided next quarter to between $49 and $51 billion. The reason this reaches beyond one stock is structural. Memory, and high bandwidth memory in particular, has become a hard ceiling on how fast frontier systems can be built, which puts memory makers in the same strategically central spot the chip designers occupied earlier in this cycle. The standing risk is the memory industry's own history. Adding fabrication capacity is slow and enormously expensive, and demand has a habit of falling just as new capacity finally comes online, producing a glut and a sharp price drop. Micron argues it has structured itself to ride out a sudden downturn. Whether Wall Street's love affair lasts will depend almost entirely on how long this crunch runs. And for our fourth and final story today, the place where all of this capability actually gets pointed at the world. The Pentagon announced on Thursday a new agentic tool called Agent Network that will continuously scan defense intelligence feeds and operational systems and translate what it finds into clearly presented options for commanders, in its words, within seconds. The announcement was explicit that the system does not autonomously select or strike targets. It ensures, they said, that commanders remain in charge of every decision. Agent Network is one of seven pace-setting projects first unveiled in January, alongside a new Pentagon AI strategy, and its named contractors include Lumbra and Palantir, the latter of which already handles much targeting analysis through its Maven Smart Systems contract. The deployment lands in the middle of a real argument about whether expectations for agents are running ahead of what the models can do. Vishal Sikka, a former chief executive of the software company SAP, has argued that the tasks agents are asked to perform can carry computational complexity beyond what current large language model architectures handle. Citing the time hierarchy theorem, he notes that a transformer approaches hard and easy tasks with the same per token budget, can perform only so many operations per token, and so cannot avoid hallucination once a task demands from do more than the tokens it has to bring to bear. His conclusion being that extreme care is warranted before applying these models to anything that requires accuracy or real complexity. Others push back. Ilya Pashkov, who founds Synth Labs and edits the Agent Times, says agentic AI quietly stopped being a demo this year, pointing to systems already drafting code, clearing support queues, grinding through back office work in finance and healthcare, and now reading intelligence. He described watching such systems compress weeks of analyst work into an afternoon, while stressing that the same power brings governance and reliability risks larger than people used to ordinary chatbots tend to appreciate. Agent Network drops that exact tension. Fast, machine-generated options against verifiable correctness and human accountability, straight into the targeting workflow, So what was this morning actually about? Not a new model topping a leaderboard. It was about the scaffolding around the models. Who can get the memory to build them in Micron? Who can field frontier capability when the leading labs are walled off in Sakana and Tulongfeng? And what these systems do once they're handed real work? A major lab publishing its full reinforcement learning recipe for image generation on one side and the military wiring agents into targeting on the other. The thread running through all of it is that the center of gravity is drifting outward, away from a handful of American labs, toward whoever controls the inputs and the access. There's a long run of research in the full digest I couldn't fit into four stories this morning, so do go deeper if any of this caught you. Thank you for spending part of your Monday with me. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Until then, mind the edges of all this, and I'll talk to you soon.